So we've got Arthur Botham here, who is at Arthur53B.
Arthur B53
on Twitter. Arthur's just joined Twitter during MediaLit 11. Arthur, tell us about it.
This is the first time I've used Twitter. I am not a technophobe. I come from a technical background, and I'm a Facebooker. I've used email for about 25, 30 years, and so I didn't envisage any problems using Twitter. I set the account up. Two things: formatting and learning how to put a tweet together. But secondly, getting through to actually getting it out into the cyberspace. For me, was a real frustration.
Okay, so let's go through those. What about the format, first of all?
Formatting, getting used to tweeting in 140 characters. I'm usually fairly verbose. I never use a sentence when a paragraph will do. It is my maxim. So actually learning to squeeze that down to 140 characters was quite hard for me. And I think quite a few times I've gone well over the length. And then I had to go back and reword it all. And actually, in that sense, how do I communicate the same meaning?
Right, yeah, okay. And what's this about trying to get it out there?
Well, I struggle because having never tweeted before, I wasn't sure about how to actually get it into the public domain, where I wanted it to be, where I wanted people to see what I was tweeting. And that I really struggled with. And actually, that was just an understanding of how the accounts are structured. And how you actually get them to bridge between one another. So I was actually trying to tweet an account from that account. So in effect, I was trying to tweet myself. So it wasn't going anywhere. It was like an internal loop. And actually, I found that once I'd got out of that, so all of a sudden I was out there and I was in cyberspace.
Okay, so are you going to use it after MediaLit for ministry?
Yeah, I am actually, because quite a few of my congregation are tweeters. And I think it's a great way. We have Facebook church almost. I think tweets are actually more conversational, and actually they're more. I think they're more speed. There's more speed to it. You can react much quicker. So I think it's got value, most certainly.
Great. Any quick reaction to MediaLit 11? What have you found it?
There have been some really exceptional moments in it. I really have. I think Andrew Grayson from the BBC has been exceptional. I think the session we had this morning on virtue and what was the other V? It was virtue and something.
Virtual virtue
with Rich Wilde was excellent. But I think generally it's been an excellent standard all the way through the week.
Great. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Thanks, Pete.